Hello, everybody. This is Packard Pokes at the staff meeting. This is episode 205. We just had 204 for our show. And this week we have on the show, hopefully, we will have on Friday's show, we will have Dana, the talking primate again. And once my Skype gets running again, hopefully we will have Connie along with her. If you could, please take a moment and go to patreon.com, that's patreon.com/PackardPokesAt, and make a small donation to the show. It would really help us out here over at Packard Pokes At. You can donate as little as a dollar a month. I mean, that is literally less than 3 cents a day. And that's just in a 30-day month. So, I mean, $12 a year. That is not asking a lot. I mean, that's, you can buy lunch for 12 bucks, but it's gone in less than, you know, half an hour. And we give you a show that lasts at least an hour or longer. And we have some fabulous guests on occasionally. So donating to the show would be so helpful. It's not tax deductible, unfortunately, but it is something that will make you feel good. And knowing that you've helped out a podcaster that working so hard to whistle at you with his phone. Let's see. I apologize. There we go. Well, they had to, Skype had to update on my Windows machine here. Anyway. And also, if you could, go to Facebook.com. I know I've lost track of what I was talking about. Facebook.com/PackardPokesAt and like on the show. Or if you're listening to the show on iTunes, please give us a rating. You know, tell us what you like about the show. Tell us what you don't like about the show. All that good stuff, you know. That would be great. This does look a lot better. While we're waiting for Connie. Also, we're over on Spreaker. Because I'm limited to 10 hours of recording, I will be deleting older episodes of the show that don't get any more plays to make room for newer episodes of the show. And in the process, you know, if we get 100 followers on Spreaker, hopefully iHeartRadio will pick us up. So get over there and follow the show if you could. That'd be great if you could do that. Also, the show is up on Stitcher. So if you could hit like on Stitcher, that'd be great too. Hey, Connie, how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great.
Yeah, it said you were offline, so I was like, "Yeah."
I just walked in the door about 5 minutes ago. So.
Oh, that's okay. I had to update my Skype anyway. I'm sitting here. I've been talking here to nobody, but for the last 4 minutes. So
that's not a very nice thing to say to the people who are listening to the show and talking to nobody.
No. Nobody's listening to us. No, I don't know. When I'm talking into the recording, it's nobody. But when the people actually get out there and listen to us, those are somebody. So I'm not actually talking to nobody at that point. So
I'm reminded of a song from junior high school. I'm nobody.
Oh.
Who are you? Are you nobody too? Then there's a pair of us. And it winds up being this huge round.
Ah. That's mm-hmm. like that old, was it from Greek mythology? When somebody beat somebody up and I wish I could remember the whole story. It's like someone poked him in the eye. It's like, who hit me? He said, well, nobody, you know, just tell him nobody did it. So whatever. I want to have you on with Dana. Dana said he's available for Friday.
Okay. Sounds great.
All right. We're going to be doing a new thing for this short show. So this way we're kind of spreading out the dupes, dopes, and the thing there a little bit more. We kind of talked about this before, the logical fallacies thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've got that all prepared now, and I've got a file inside the folder there, and my computer can dictate in a half-decent way. Yeah, I just made a quick change here. If you go to 2F, the name of the segment is going to be good. Name That Logical Fallacy. I have yet to make a sound clip for it. I've been slacking off all day. But I have something in mind, so it's not like I have to go hunting for something. So I just
And that's going to be this week?
Yes, that'll be this week. So it'll be right after our text segment. In the game, Name That Logical Fallacy, of course, there's no points given. No, you know, there's... Well, I could give 1,000 points, and points mean nothing. You know, it's like... the premise is simple. Yes. Well, we're only going to do one, because this way... I was listening to another podcast, and they said that if they get... Like, somebody can send them a clip that's under 3 minutes or 5 minutes long or whatever. They might use it on their show. And I figured, mm-hmm. you know, if we can make this a quick clip, then we could, you know, I could send it off to them and hopefully they'll use it on their show and give us a little feedback. You know, people will find us out too.
Nice.
Yeah. Anyway, I wrote up a little text file here. It says, the premise is simple. I'll give out a logical fallacy, and you'll have four selections of one is the actual fallacy. For example, I don't have to prove God is real. You have to prove God isn't real. Is that A, an ad hoc rescue, B, a straw man, C, shifting the burden of proof, or D, a slippery slope? And then we'll have a brief discussion on why the answer fits the proposition or the question there. So
nice.
Yeah. So and the first person who emails me with the correct answer, I will mention your name on the show. If anybody's out there actually listening to us, if you email me with the correct answer to this question, and this is episode 205, I believe. And put this is 205. Put down episode 205, logical fallacy game, in the title of the subject, and then put your answer in the email, and I will mention your name on the show.
Woohoo!
All right. So anyway, I was looking for tech stories. I was looking also to see what else we had to cover, and I really didn't get too much done today. I was just watching some religious videos.
I think I mentioned. I know Steve Shives has already talked about a couple of these things, but they were really interesting stories.
Yeah, I found a few good ones also here. I know we've talked about 3D printing a lot, but it's been a while since we have actually talked about that, so I'm going to send you a link here.
Okay.
Whoops. Well, I'll try to anyway. They, like I said, they changed my Skype around, so I have to. There we go. All right. It looks prettier anyway. It looks a lot. It looks actually prettier. It's not so. Bleh. So this is one. Let's see here, and this is another one with a 3D printing. I mean, I'll just send you all the what I've got here. I've only got like three stories.
Sweet.
And this one is not a 3D printed thing related story. Okay. Oh, hey, Dana's on. Let's see if we can get him on. Add to the group.
Hmm. Copy, paste.
Sometimes if you just click the link, it should open up a new page for you.
Ah.
What the fuck is this? Actor accused of killing, skinning, and then eating his girlfriend's ex-pet? Or eating ex-girlfriend's pet? What the fuck is this?
Yeah, that was last week. But yes.
What?
Oh, the doggy.
Oh, a pet rabbit. There's a pet rabbit. Oh.
Somebody watched Fatal Attraction one too many times.
I guess
that
so.
That was all I could think of when I didn't actually read the story, but I was thinking, man. Oh.
That bitch boiled my rabbit! That's the only line I know from the movie. I've never actually seen the movie. That's the only one I actually know from it. So,
I've seen it, and I didn't like it.
It says here, threatened to do... Oh, he ate his girlfriend's ex-girlfriend's pet rabbit, then eating half of it. Why only half? You know, if you're going to eat the whole thing, you know, just... Well, not quite the whole thing. You can't eat the bones. Let's see. Dimitri Dimachico? What the fuck his name is? That's weird. I have no idea who this guy even is. He said he threatened to do the same to her. I'm gonna skin you, and I'm going to eat you.
Get in my belly.
Get in my belly.
Jeez.
The actor told the reporter from CNN that in a phone call interview that it was a hoax and he didn't really eat the pet. This is a misunderstanding. We got into an argument, but I didn't kill the bunny. Instead, he turned the rabbit loose and purchased rabbit meat to make her think it was the pet he had eaten. Well, you can buy rabbit meat, you know. It's possible. It's, you know. Allegedly turned on the rabbit after the woman said they should no longer be roommates.
You think?
What? I don't want to be around you anymore. Okay, I'm going to kill your pet. What the fuck? It says here he skinned the pet, cooked it, and ate half of it while sending her step-by-step pictures of what he did. The district attorney's statement said when she returned, the defendant allegedly told her he would do the same to her. Yuck. The actor has been charged and is facing felony counts of cruelty to an animal with use of a knife allegation and criminal threats. If convicted, he faces a potential maximum sentence of 4 years and 8 months in prison for killing a rabbit.
I think it has more to do with the threat.
I would hope so. Apparently, he was on Bones and How I Met Your Mother. And it's scheduled to be arraigned on December 30th. Oh, it's my birthday.
Bones, really?
Bones.
The forensic crime show?
Yeah. Prosecutor said he planned to set bail at $90,000. In case which the police are still investigating, evoked memories of a scene from the 80s movies, Fatal Attraction, in which the character Glenn Close boils a pet rabbit belonging to the family of her ex-lover. Man killed planning to eat girlfriend's dog, police say. Oh, that's a related story. Yeah. It's people eat rabbits, you know. I've never eaten myself. I've never eaten one myself, but you know, it's still.
Well, we used to hunt quite a lot, so we could eat. And one of the things we went after was rabbit, but wild game is a lot tougher. And I just never really thought that it was that good. I think I even tried using the pressure cooker, and I had no success. My husband's ex and her mom, they actually raised rabbits for food. They, you know, and those were a lot more tender. We'd get them occasionally all skinned, and, you know, we didn't have to do anything to them except just cook them. And it was very much like chicken. It was very tender.
That's what I keep hearing. Everybody says, tastes like chicken. Dan, are you there? He's connected. We can't hear him, but he's connected.
Oh, the dog. Oh, I'm looking at the first story here, the 3D printing, and it was born with deformed legs. Oh, okay.
Okay. Let's see here. Yeah, that's the first story here. Another day, another dog, another animal given new lease on life thanks to 3D printing. This time it's Derby, a dog with deformed legs who is, with the help of some folks at 3D Systems, now runs alongside his owners gleefully abandoned. Derby's front legs have been augmented with two blade-like attachments. That's who's a good boy uses to run a scamper. You know what that reminds me of? The way those are shaped? You've seen those, back in the late 90s? That people had these special shoes. They kind of had bands on them like that so people could jump higher and shit.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, those are, on a dog, that's great. On a person, I think those would break you. You step wrong or something, you break your ankle. Yeah. Derby was placed in a foster home by the Peace and Paws Rescue and ended up with 3D Systems employee. The two designers, Derek Camara and an animal orthotist. I'm an orthotist.
Oh, that's a new word. I've never seen that word before.
Neither have I. Orthotist. Mm-hmm. I'm an animal orthotist. Sounds like they sip animals. I'm an animal orthotist.
Oh, Timmy.
Look, caviar with that orthotist. No, scanned Derby's legs and made cradles and blades that fit him perfectly. While this footage, like 3D footage of a 3D printed duck before it, it designs primarily to melt our poor wild hearts.
Our poor widow hearts.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. It's wonderful to see a dog so happy, and all thanks to rapid prototyping. While these sorts of things were possible for decades, the work required sculpted legs like these were prohibitively expensive for an animal. Now, however, you could feasibly design these once and scale them up and down for various animals, inviting in age the bionic hamster.
That's funny.
Bionic hamster! We can rebuild him. We have the technology. Or the era of cyber Ermine? Is that how it's pronounced? Ermine?
Ermine.
What the hell is
a mink?
Is it a mink?
It's like a mink. It's like white. When you see the fancy, coats with collars and they have the white dangly thing with the little black tip at the end, I think that's ermine.
Oh.
Okay.
This is, simply the sweet, an hour of sweet, lovable Derby. What is this 3D printing about? It's able to help anybody, a dog, a person, to have a better life. There's just no better thing to be involved in. Aww.
I like this story.
Yeah,
I know we can look at a couple more, but...
Yeah, it's cute.
It is.
It's cute.
I mean, granted, it was obviously somebody who was very tech savvy who designed it.
Mm-hmm.
But, wow. And yeah, you just have to scale it up or down.
Yeah, I imagine so. I mean,
or dogs or...
And I suppose, if it breaks or something, eventually it's going to wear out, you just print out a new one, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Going on to the second story I've got. Okay, she is dressed underneath there. All right. sorry. I was like, what?
Do you need a moment alone?
I need a moment. this 3D printed plastic dress flows like fabric. So, thing about, someday we'll have to... We will be able to get our clothes printed off for us. Now, this is right here. Design Stereo Nervous Systems. I would be nervous too. Has created a novel process that allows 3D printed dress to move or sway like the real fabric. The bespoke software behind it, called Kinematics. Is the E silent? Kinematics?
I would think it would be in there. Kinematics.
Combines origami techniques with novel approaches to 3D printing, pushing the technology's limits. Push those limits!
Is that what she's doing? Okay.
Yeah, instead of the printing of fabric to a dress form, the Kinematics garment starts from a 3D model and a CAD program. Kinematics breaks the model down to a tessellated triangular segment of varying sizes. Designers control the size, placement, and quality of the triangles in a JavaScript-based design tool. And preview how changes will impact the polygonal pinafore. Once the designer is satisfied, algorithms add hinges to the triangles until the garment is a single piece and compresses the design into the smallest possible shape to optimize the printing process, often reducing the volume by 85%. Let's see. After 2 days of printing, oh, well, if you need something fast, you know, this is, I got to get out. I got to go out tonight. Where, you got my new dress ready? No, it won't be ready for 2 days. You know, I need this in like 5 minutes. Yeah, right. A dusty boulder of plastic emerges from an industrial-sized 3D printer. Technicians remove the excess dust like archaeologists in search of a long-buried garment. The plastic parts are cleaned and dyed, resulting in a little black or white dress made from tiny interlocking plastic bricks of plastic. It makes a lot of noise in the... Of course, when you put it in the dryer, it comes out a big clump again. let's see here.
Doesn't look like Legos to me.
Yeah, it doesn't either.
All right.
It's very airy, that's for sure. I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah, you make sure that you're... You know, I could see a lot of... I could see certain celebrities wearing something like this and not wearing anything underneath, you know.
Yeah, well, guess what? If it's a really, really sunny day, you're going to have a really weird tan line.
Uh-huh. Let's see here. Comfort was key concern. Rosetti wore the 3D printed jewelry for weeks at a time in an attempt to catch design features that chafe. She built her wardrobe piece by piece, starting with a bracelet, then a belt, and finally a bodice.
Bodice?
What the hell is a bodice?
Okay, it's like a bra. It's like a bra with a... It's a partial shirt. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Bra on top, and then it's you cinch it in at the waist. Usually bodices are just, you know, from the bra to the waist.
Oh, okay. All right. I gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah. I. It's been a while since I heard the word before. I heard the word, and I was like, what the hell? I didn't recognize
Very popular with steampunk.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Before moving on to the dress, Rosencrantz brought an old school's tailor's approach to the project, but was happy to leverage modern technology. For example, 3D scans of the model's body ensured a perfect fit. Yeah, you see, this is not exactly off the rack.
Well, honestly, I'm looking at the models, and they could wear a sack, and it would look great.
Yeah, probably.
But that's usually the case.
I usually say, so like, you know, when I go to the store, I grab something, I look at it, and I go, I throw it on the floor, and people go, what are you doing? I say, I want to see what it looks like when I get it home. Has nothing to do with this story. It was a great joke for this. says she worked a shapeway to optimize the print quality and aesthetics. As a result, her garment is, as to GitHub Respiratory, recent were acquired by the Museum of Modern Art. Oh, this is a longer story. Oh, damn.
It is a long story.
Yeah.
Okay.
Holy crap. It's $3,000 a pop. That's an expensive dress.
I don't think it's worth that much.
Yeah, I don't think it's ready for hike. I don't think it's ready for. I don't think it's ready for the general public. You know, not yet.
I don't care that they say that that's comfortable. It looks uncomfortable. To me, it looks like plastic, and I don't even wear polyester. I can't stand.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Certain fabrics, it looks like she's wearing a doily.
He does. It really does.
In a way.
Does.
It's interesting what they're doing.
I want to become something that's more mass productible. I mean, you know, where you can just go in and get a scan head and come back 20 minutes, it's done, like a pizza.
I'm sure that there's... it actually is a long story for...
Yeah, for a short show. Yeah, this is a little long for a short show, but it's... Oh, this is from October 3rd. Never mind. There's another one here. From it's a finally a flying car for everybody, but it was October 3rd. Like, shit. All right, that's
okay.
All right.
Then the solar sunflower story?
Solar sunflowers. Like I said, I have not looked at these yet. I just kind of pulled them up.
You made sure it wasn't a Kickstarter, right?
Right, yeah. I didn't get checks.
They like long articles at this place.
Yeah, they do.
Compared to a lot of ones that we get.
Right, yeah. CNN is... CNN has a tendency to be very in-depth. Solar sunflower inspired by nature could bring clean energy anywhere, which is, that's a good thing. I asked the question on a video, and I'm getting responses after responses. And it's not even anywhere near the video. Just a question about what he's doing in the video. Imagine transportable solar power station that tracks the sun like a sunflower and cools itself by pumping water through its veins like a plant. The sunflower solar harvester, developed by the Swiss company Airlight Energy, can do all that in the process, producing heat, desalinizing water.
Desalinating.
Desalinating. Whatever.
Desalinating.
Desalinating. Didn't I say desalinating?
I don't know. I said it wrong.
That's all right. It desalinates the water. It takes the salt out of the water.
Right.
And refrigeration from the 12 kilowatts of energy it provides from just 10 hours of sunlight, enough to power several households. Okay, I'm getting one of these things. I'm going to save up my money. I'm getting one. I'm going to get off the grid. What the hell? All righty here. Okay, this just... Breaking news! Reports say they believe North Korea was behind the Sony attack, and a statement may be coming soon. Yeah, because Sony Pictures was going to put out that movie called The Interview, where they get a couple guys, they say they're going to go interview Kim Jong-un or Kim Il-jung fuckard, whatever his name is, and and instead of interviewing, they're going to... Their job is to assassinate him, but it supposedly goes horribly wrong. They decided they're not, that Sony's picture or Sony's website or whatever, their servers got hacked, and a lot of shit came out about Sony's and their employees, and it's actually affected several other like iPhone apps and other sites, not even directly related to them too. So anyway, sorry. Sorry, everybody.
Well, no, and that's actually kind of important because now there's been some kind of a threat that if anybody goes, the movie theaters that would show that movie.
Oh, yeah, they're going to 911 it.
Bad.
Yeah, they're going to 911 them. I was like, ooh, you're going to crash airplanes into every Cineplex?
Yeah, Kim Jong. Oh, no, you didn't. Whatever.
Yeah, Kim Jong Un.
I really roanry.
He sounds like Scooby Doo.
That was Team America movie.
Yeah.
And they actually, it's Kim Jong Il, the father of Kim Jong Un, who
yeah. Well, he's a god, don't you know? He
the god died. So.
Yeah. Well, but he never dies. But God never dies. He's supposed to be thought of as a god. And I was like, whatever, you fucking people are crazy.
On this story, 30 minutes ago on Wired, it says North Korea almost certainly did not hack Sony.
Yeah, I saw one that said where they weren't sure, and then now they're pretty certain that it really was them. So now they're
it seems like the little temper tantrum that that guy would throw anyway.
Yeah, he's a little pissant.
That's totally complex,
I'm sitting here waving my hands backward. Come on, Kim Jong Un, come get me. Come on. Come on, you little twat. Come on. I don't say that very often, but it's just anyway, I'm sorry. He is one, though, right? Anyway, back to the solar converter.
There's no segue for this. Right back into it.
Aimed at off-ground grid communities in remote regions, the all-in-one 10 meter.
High, I think it means 10 meter. Yeah, yeah, 10 meter. Looks like it would be that big.
Yeah. Whose components can be transported to a single in a single container and reassembled in situ. What the hell is it?
What the hell? I don't know what a situ is.
You're supposed to have these answers, damn it!
I'm sorry.
That's okay. It has been in development for more than 2 years and can be on sale as early as mid 2017. Great. I can buy one in a couple of years. Its integrated systems so it supplies both electricity and heat. Head of research at Air Light Energies.
Raising my hand.
Yes.
In situ is a Latin phrase that means on site or in position.
Oh. Why didn't they just fucking say that?
Because
it makes us look real smart over here. You're going to be going, sit to, what the hell is that? Oh, I feel dumb now. Thank you.
That's the point.
We got it. We made you feel dumb. We smart. You dumb.
Yeah. I got it intermixed. I can Google it.
Yes, we have the Google. You can't fool us for long. It's an integrated system that supplies both heat, electricity, and heat. Head of research of I already read that. Guillaume Ambrosi told CNN, "You can use the heat to drive a cooling system too if you need refrigeration." He said the system will appear to those that have multiple requirements and a lot of sunlight. Well, that leaves me out. Fuck, Wisconsin, just no sunlight here. We have like 2 hours of sunlight. We're back in the dark. No, it's not going to work so well if you have a lot of requirements and you have a lot of climate, and you have the climate of Germany. Yeah. Oh, that's us. We're both fucked.
Yeah,
we're both fucked.
Unfortunately,
yes.
I can have all the southern exposure that I want. East, west. Southern exposure.
Right.
We have so much cloud cover here in Washington State.
Yeah, you guys get like rain all the time. I mean, I'm surprised you're not like the Ferengi out there and have like 500 different words for the word rain.
That's right. That's what we have more words for. In Alaska, it's for snow, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Here it's rain.
Someone's gonna find the emails like, no, they only have the Ferengi only have so many words for rain. Yeah. That'll never happen.
Go back to your basement.
Burn on our Star Trek friends.
To your basement.
When Shatner did that in a Saturday Night Live sketch, and he got such bad press on that. It's like, oh my god, it was just a joke. It was just for the sketch, you know. But it's like, but everybody's like, oh, we don't live in our basement. It's like, oh, it was a big.
They need to grow. They obviously need to grow a sense of humor.
Yeah, well, I agree with you there. Nevertheless, off. Grid regions as desperate as far-flung places, North Africa, the Middle East, United States. Well, that's us. All right, we're the Middle East of the United States. Chile, Australia have expressed an interest in the technology. There are those regions that have good solar radiation and high fossil fuel prices, such as Japan, which is not an obvious place for this sort of system. Why is it not such a sort of place? They have good solar radiation. Well, they have a lot of radiation, that's for sure.
Actually, they're the same on the same lateral line as us.
I think so. Yeah,
in Washington State. I didn't know that they had a lot of good sun there.
Yeah, but it's not obvious place for this sort of system. But where we see a lot of potential, and goes in a water cooled remote appeal.
Oh, and Star Trek.
Where they mentioned
promoted stories on the left hand on the right hand side of the screen, Star Trek.
Where?
I'm looking at this. I'm reading the page, and right next to the story is promoted stories. There's Star Trek.
Oh, I must have I must have that blocked.
You must be.
I must have it blocked.
It was
I don't
a bunny trail. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
All right. So yes, water cooled.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Water cooled. Mm-hmm. Remote appeal. Vascular systems. Blah 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 blah. Let's see here. So the cooling system drew its inspiration from nature, where vascular systems operate to carry away the excess heat. We're still a long way from commercialization, but what we can do is to tap into its potential. We plan to set up early adopter projects that would be running by 2016. Oh, that's 2 years from now. Not even 2 years. A year and a little over a year from now. We aim to have 4 or 5 dishes in various locations around the world to show potential of the system so people can really start to touch with their hands. Ooh, if they want to test it, they can test it here in Wisconsin. I'll get a thing from my landlord and see if I can put one up.
There you go.
They'll probably say no, but I was like, oh, fuck you. I'll put one up anyway. It'll go with me when I move, or if I move. I'm always looking for a new place to live. I can never find any place I can afford. That's the problem. Oh, well. That's the boiled the rabbit guy.
It's promoted by Greenpeace.
Oh, is it not? Well, forget it then. I don't want it.
I don't like Greenpeace. Now, okay, when I look at the picture at the bottom, you actually see the scale. You see two guys standing there and how big this thing is. And all I can think of is how we used to think that having the big dishes for satellite, for watching TV, were really great.
Oh, my God. That is huge.
It is huge.
Holy shit.
And it's a bunch of little dishes on a big dish.
Oh.
I kind of think that in the end, if and when we figure this thing out, this will look like a dinosaur.
Yeah.
Literally. I mean.
Well, you got to remember the technology I'm using. Everything I have is dinosaurs. So.
I mean this solar disk thing.
I know. I just.
Yes. Oh, but anyway.
No, you're right. I'm looking at picture two where it says flower power here, and it's like, yeah, that's freaking huge. I couldn't use this, even if I wanted to, because it would just
pop it up. It made it sound like you could take it camping.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I thought they were saying, but then it said, like, how many meters, 10 meters? I'm going, isn't a meter like a yard, sort of similar to a yard,
or is that a
foot? I'm thinking, looking at how big this thing is, yeah, we're talking about 30 feet.
Yeah, I helped a friend set up a storage shed, you know, a yard barn, you know, and that took several days. This would take me a fucking year just I'd end up dropping something. Shit, I had to go buy a new piece, you know. So,
I really vote for the 3D
doggy,
you know, thing. Yeah, because it's a nice, it's interesting. It's taking 3D printing. And again, you know, we know that the community really, they share a lot of designs.
Mm-hmm.
If you go there, you can, I guess, you know, people design things and you can download the design that somebody else has already produced. And
okay. This
is really awesome. And it, I said, it feels good. And we're talking about dogs and cats. And
sure.
But unless you want to keep, I mean, of the three you've shown me, I really like that one.
Okay. That's fine. That'll work. Dana, are you there? I know he's connected, but I can't. He's not saying anything.
Hmm.
I don't know.
He's lurking.
His computer probably answered automatically.
Did you want to keep looking at a couple more stories? Or?
Nah, that's it. No, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, those are the ones. Those are the only ones I could find. I mean, I was looking through like several pages, and I was literally into like the third or fourth page on some of this stuff before I even found that one, so.
Okay. All right, then.
All right, we'll go with the doggy, Ken. The doggy. Doggy walkie. Doggy walkie.
Yay. He's running. Yay.
Yay.
Three.
Okay, so the, and then for our second thing there, Dana, I don't know if you're there, but we're going to be doing the, you know what, I'm going to text him just to be sure what the hell's going on here. He's like, Okay, I just sent him a text message. Maybe he'll get it, maybe he won't. I don't know. All right, anyway, moving on. Let's see here. We're doing the...
Name that fallacy.
Name that logical fallacy for our second segment. And that I've already explained all that.
Right.
Then let's move on to religion. All right. Since we did a video last week, do you want to do a religious story then?
That sounds fine. We can give that the old, good old college try.
Oh, okay. Let's see here. All right. Let's see. I'm going to Religion Poisons Everything on Facebook.
I've never heard of that. Oh.
Religion. Yeah, it's on Facebook. Religion Poisons Everything. I told you about this before. I've mentioned it several times.
I think you have.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm just... Sometimes I'm a flippity-gibbet.
Yeah, that's okay. let's see. Can you imagine the world might be like if you gave that 10% to medical research or charity every month instead of a church? Every month? Fuck. Every week?
Yeah.
They want 10%
of your paycheck
every week, or
and
in some cases,
that's not even considered giving. That's just your tithe.
Right. Oh yeah, exactly.
Giving is over and above that.
Yep.
Oh God, I had a nickel for every time I sat through one of those sermons every year.
You know, when I was involved with the Pentecostal religion, it was mm-hmm. like you had to give 10% at every service, so it was twice 10%. You know, 10, 20. That's, you know, what is that? 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60. That's 100%! It's 10%. It's twice a week. 10% twice a week. And that's just your tithes. So, like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. Oh, my God. Yeah. God chosen people in Hinduism.
Like, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh. That's. Oh, my God. Ew. 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 Wrong. Ew. Ew.
You know, in another situation, that could just look like a Florida beach.
Yeah. Oh, here's a pic. Oh, there's a picture. Oh, okay. And people can't read this. Hindus be like proof Lord Ganesha is real. There's a rock outcropping. It kind of looks like an elephant. Looks like it's drinking from the water.
Oh my gosh, that is such an amazing pareidolia.
I know, isn't it though?
Lord Ganesha. Yeah.
Ganesha.
Ganesha.
Ganesha. Yeah.
Shoot.
See, that one I get right. That one I know because Joe taught me that one. Yeah, like the way I taught him Bukkake, he taught me Ganesha.
Ganesha.
Let's see here.
I just met a god named Ganesha.
Okay. Oh, this is. Oh, never mind. This is from The Onion. Forget it. I was like, wait a minute. No, wait. No. let's see here.
I noticed that the Duggars are trying to keep themselves relevant to the.
What are they doing? Having another kid?
No, but they're. You know, there's basically a petition to ask whatever TV channel has their show to take them off because of their anti-gay LGBT stance, and the dad is saying. First of all, they have their own base, you know, their own petition out there, and they're saying, "Yeah, well, guess what? You're not making us go away. You're making us more relevant."
Right.
Yeah, you know, like, so just don't look is the tack we should take. Guess what?
I'm trying to find. Let's see here. The war on Christmas is real. It happened centuries ago when Christian armies invaded Europe, stole pagan traditions, and then renamed their holiday after forcing them to convert at the point of a sword or die. Yeah, that's pretty much it. For those people, you know that's something we should talk about. That discussion is the war. Oh, Dana, you there? I heard him. I swear I heard him. Unless I'm going. Batshit crazy.
No, I just heard you echo, but it might have been Dana trying to talk, so I don't know.
I don't know either. It might. Well, maybe it wasn't. I don't know. We'll find out when I listen to this later. Um, Let's see here.
Are you talking about that Christmas thing? Is that on
it's on
Facebook page?
Yeah, it's on the Facebook page there, yeah. I was having a little discussion with some nut job on there. He's like, I'm a history major, and the Christians didn't steal Christmas. The pagans stole it from us. I was like, what the fuck?
He's listening to Kirk.
Cameron, yeah.
Cameron, I'm wrong.
Oh, he is there. There's the he's talking. There it is. It's the raw story. Duggar wins Arkansas appeals LGBT rights.
It's
in the chat room.
I'm in the wrong. Okay, I have to find that other page.
He's in the chat
room.
There
it is. Yay! Hi, Dana.
I was gonna say we could just do a discussion. Oh, there's this woman again. Oh my God.
What?
This woman that's on the link here. I've seen her before. She's.
Oh, you're talking Primates link.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's had like 19, 20 kids.
She looks tired. Arkansas.
I want to just totally chop her hair. She's got that whole 80s thing going.
Arkansas voters overturned a local ordinance outlawing discrimination against people based on their sexual orientation or gender identity on Tuesday. They can't do that.
They did it.
Yeah. Hi, Dana.
Hey, Dana, there you are.
Yep, they did it. They voted.
Okay, but this is something that the Supreme Court can still come back in and say this is unconstitutional, correct?
Okay, yeah, but it's Arkansas. So what do you think the chances are?
Yeah.
Who's going to put up a fight? And it's for the town, actually. I think it only goes as far as Fayetteville.
Oh, okay.
The town is still part of the United States.
Well, the Duggars were able to get a local convenience store wanted to apply for a liquor license, to stock beer and things like that, and they were able to get that that license revoked for a local convenience store. It was the store right near where they live.
Oh.
You know, you can still drive a little further and get beer at a 7-Eleven or whatever they have there, but Duggars, I don't know.
The ordinance 119 allows trans men and women to be to use public facilities and adopt a gender of their adopted gender. A state of affairs of Duggar described as in a call as males with past child predatory convictions that claim that they are female to have a legal right to enter private areas that are reserved for women and girls.
Right. So basically, they're using the argument that LGBT people are pedophiles and sex offenders.
Oh, my God.
That is the most common. It's a rampant idea.
It's a stupid idea.
Way back to the 80s with James Dobson and his ilk.
There's another story here. Just over at the Raw story, who's listening, it says, just a completely unrelated here, it says a California cop won't be charged despite stashing seized marijuana at home and then lying about it. Jeez, fucking Christ. Cops can do anything. That's it. I concede now that the cops are allowed to do anything they fucking want to. They are above the law.
I just started tuning into you guys. Where are you in that conversation?
Oh, we're looking for a religious story. Actually, we're gonna be doing something different. It's number in the folder. It's labeled 2F. It's called Name That Logical Fallacy. Yeah, there's a. I put a little text file in there and how it's played, so you can read that later, so you don't have to go back over it again. It's real simple. So
one of the stories at the top here was a GOP lawmaker. Women need a man's permission for abortion unless they can prove legitimate rape.
Here we go. The new legitimate rape guy. It's like his kid.
Yeah. Yeah, new and improved. And wow, he's very Aryan or Mormon, I guess. Either one.
I'm clicking into that. I'm clicking into that story now.
Oh, I put it in the chat room. But $20 he's gay. It.
Nobody's that pretty and not gay.
Yeah.
His teeth are so sparkly white.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Require a woman to receive consent from a man to impregnate them before getting an abortion. What if you get raped by somebody you don't know who it was, and who are you supposed to do? Go knock on every door in a town and say, "Hey, you know, I need your permission to that you're the guy that raped me, so I need your permission to abort the bastard child you impregnated me with."
Yeah, careful about making that assumption because you know what the conservatives will do? They will go to their book of liberal tricks and actually use facts, and they will point out that in most cases, up to like I think it's like was it like 70-80%, a raped woman usually knows her attacker.
Oh well,
it's usually someone she knows.
That's true. That is true. In most cases it is not in all cases.
I'm just thinking like a conservative. That's all,
Dana. Don't just do that. You're scaring me.
You come up with your conclusion first, and then you build your premise off of that.
Right? Yeah. No, it's
backwards. Yeah.
Yeah. Backwards thinking.
It up.
Yeah. No. There's this old joke where these two gay guys are talking, and one starts talking like he's like supposedly straight. He's not talking, you know, with the voice, I guess, whatever. And he's like, "Don't you do that? You scare me when you talk like that." So it's kind of along the same lines.
The last line in this story is pretty infuriating. "I'm just saying, if it was a legitimate rape, you're going to make a police report, just as if you were robbed. That's just common sense."
Sure.
You know, I've never been raped, but, you know, there's a lot of fear and shame and a lot of things that happen. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, no. No. And most rape victims are treated like perpetrators. They're grilled and...
You know, he's basically repurposing what Todd Aitken said, who claimed that women cannot become pregnant from a legitimate rape, quote-unquote, because her body will, quote, shut that whole thing down. You know, there is one animal that can do that. It's called a duck. And they can shut it down because, you know, they have that ability. Mm-hmm. Women can't do that. Human women can't just do that. It's like, "Oh, well, I don't want that sperm. You just get out of there." No, that doesn't work.
Ducks have a weird vagina.
Yes, they do. It's like corkscrewed.
It's like full, it's like the New York subway system.
Yeah, it's corkscrewed.
Oh, my God. If I was gay, I would want to date this guy.
Yeah, it's.
Look at him.
He's sparkly.
He is pretty.
I know, man.
He is pretty.
He's like Tom Brady on steroids.
You know, if you get thin out those eyebrows and higher up the cheekbones a little bit, put a little longer hair on him. Oh man, he'd be kissable. My data.
Those who lack the most, like those who lack common sense, those who refuse to use common sense are the ones that need it the most.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
the Indiana.
Common sense is a misnomer.
Sorry.
Let's see here. There's some other ones here. Indiana church that fired gay choir director closing after attendance withers away.
Love that one. I love that story. Oops.
Oopsie! Oh, I am. Let's see. Texas Pony has no idea how ISIS militants ended up with his old truck. Okay.
He goes.
Judge.
Oh, but wait! I thought you were on my side.
Yeah.
What?
Let's see.
You love that picture. It's like this grandma looking at the camera. She's like, "These are my grandkids. They might be gay. I don't care."
Okay. Now, this one is really kind of. I don't know. What is the point of this one? Judge overturns a 1944 conviction of George Steiny, executed at 14, after a 3-hour trial. I mean, if he's been dead since after he was killed, I mean, it was back in 1944. Obviously, you know, what are they going to do? Oh, we made a mistake. Well, we'll bring him back now.
Well, it's symbolic.
That's all it is.
Yeah, but it was 1944. I mean, let's keep it real. They were still lynching black people into the late 60s.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Still, it just...
And who knows how much they did after that wasn't reported.
Yeah, true enough. True enough.
And who knows if they don't... Yeah. Oh,
when you live in a place that backwards, where are you going to go?
Yeah.
You know, to get help, are you going to call the police, or is that even going to be a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see here. I'm sorry. I have to turn on some.
Oh my God. I love this story. Did you guys talk about this one? Texas plumber has no idea.
Yeah.
ICE militants ended up with his old truck.
I just mentioned that one. I just mentioned that one here.
Oh. That, you know, if we were doing the long show, my one tagline would be like, well, you know what they say, any press is good press. My other one would be, I was, really? I didn't know they had plumbing in Afghanistan.
I thought I was going to be a franchise.
Or the conservatives were right. ISIS is in Texas.
ISIS has truck. Shit hits the fan.
That's right. Mark one plumbing. We will kill you, infidel.
I'm looking at this.
I apologize to any Islamic listeners.
Yeah, right. Well, there might. Hey, we do go worldwide, so there might be some out there. They won't know what the hell we're saying, but hey, you know.
You don't know that.
Yeah, well.
Now you're going to be targeted.
They haven't targeted me yet. I'm not worried. Hey, you know why they don't attack people up here where I live? Because we're already dead.
That's right. I thought you only invade places you want.
Right. You only invade places you actually want. This place, no one wants us here. Let's see. An Indiana church will close at the end of the year. Yay! Which saw a large number of congregants walk out in January after forcing its gay choir director to resign. David Manter, pastor of the First United Methodist Church, so much for all inclusion, in Alexandria, said the attendance and donations have been spiraling downward for 30 years.
Oh, really?
Really?
Oh, sure.
Sure, 30 years. No, I...
This is a problem that's going on everywhere. That's why we're closing. Actually, right along my route, there was this little hometown church there, and they have a for sale sign right in front. And I'm like, I drive by that, and I notice some unusual activity. I mean, I'm only in front of the church like, I don't know, five or 7 seconds while I'm driving by the damn thing.
Sure you are.
Yeah. Well, I have no choice. It's right along my way, so I get to my next stop, and I noticed that I happened to notice that a couple weeks ago that there was a for sale sign. And I'm like, oh yeah, I'm glad you guys are going out of business. Every church I drive by, and I get to drive by a lot of churches or people who put over zealous religious art stuff in their yards. I mean, like. I'm not talking like little statuettes or whatever. I'm talking like they make a big production of it. Then I give them a finger. So I give them the bird. Anyway, David Steele, former lay leader. He's the lay leader. I'm gonna wear. If I was to go to that church, I would be wearing my special underwear. The one with the lock, you know. Asked him to say the lay leader for the church asked mentor or said mentor asked him to resign as well after asking the minister to reconsider his position on Fraley.
Steele, on the choir director.
The choir director, yeah. Steele, yeah. Who has not been back to the church he attended for 60 years since stepping down in January. He was there for 60 years, and you find out he's gay, yeah. And it's like, oh, get the fuck out.
No. Adam Fraley was the choir director, mm-hmm. And he was the one who was asked to leave. Is that... has nothing to do with the former choir director, Adam Fraley, who had attended the church for six years.
Okay.
All right, and David Steele, a former lay leader of the church. In other words, he's like a deacon. This is the church I grew up in, because he's attended for 60 years.
Okay, I missed the line. I missed the line, that's why.
And the pastor is David Manter.
Right.
And he's in like the deep state of denial, which is, I don't know, a subset of Georgia, evidently, or Louisiana, wherever this takes place.
I thought it was a river in Egypt.
I always thought it was a river in Egypt, too. I was just thinking of that, too.
Is it Running with Blood?
Yes. Oh, no.
That's another movie.
That's a whole other movie. It says about 80% of the congregation had left the church following the ouster. That's a lot.
That's a lot. And where did they go? Did they just stop going? Oh, please tell me they stopped going.
Here, United Methodist Church allows LGBT people to attend church services, but said self-avowed practicing homosexuals are not to be certified as candidates, ordained as ministers, or appointed to serve. Jesus Christ.
And the Mormon Church said this about blacks, too, for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can join our church. Yeah, but you don't get to... You know.
You don't get to take part of play. You don't get to take part of all the good stuff.
You don't get your
own
planet.
Yeah, you don't get your own planet. You get to
Well, Public Enemy was right. Fear of a black planet.
Yeah.
they're not light and delightsome.
That's actually where that's where Public Enemy got their title. Is the fact
that's
that
awesome.
The Mormons were worried the blacks were going to get their own planet.
Yeah. Can't have that.
Fight the power.
Okay, yeah, I can imagine saying, yeah, well, you get Pluto.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I just derailed. Okay, go.
That's all right. Spokesman for the Indiana Conference of the United Methodist Church said the LGBT people were prohibited from being ordained as ministers, but church leadership authorized to make decisions on their roles. Steele said church congregation included up to 700 people when his father, Clayton Steele, was a minister. The church was founded in the late 1800s. Yeah, and its current location was built in 1901 and renovated in 2002. Yeah, I bet you I know where some of the renovation
platform
went.
And sound system, yeah. And yeah. The little drop-down screen so everybody can sing the songs off of the worship songs off of the same place. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
You know, today Clayton Steele sounds like a gay cowboy.
Clayton Steele.
It does.
That's awesome. Oh my god.
Hey, I can't make this shit up.
You can't make this
It's so written for us here.
Do you think, let's see, the party's on Friday, right? Are you going to do anything about that story that came in today about the theaters that are going to pull the interview?
Oh, we were just talking about that a little while ago.
Never mind then.
Yeah, we were just talking about that a little while ago. So, yeah, we're not going to cover it, but we just kind of mentioned it since it happened to pop up on my my news feed here that something about North Korea behind the Sony attacks. And then we kind of went into it for about 20 minutes. So, yeah.
Well, it is too bad that we don't have general news this week because that's actually really an interesting story.
Yeah. If we did have a general news story this week, we would be talking about the Taliban attack over in Pakistan.
Why isn't that our religious story?
Well, that's a good question. That's
okay, I'm just saying that's religion.
The thing is...
Mostly religion.
Yeah, it's mostly religion. The thing is,
a lot of it is... I mean, they came out and said that it was basically us. They're like, yeah, we did it because of the U.S.
Yeah, they said, and then other Muslims that are part of the Taliban, other Taliban members said, hey, man, that was too far. I'm like, really? I actually made a comment on that at TYT because they covered it too, and they're the ones, and they covered it, but I was like saying the reason why. My opinion, anyway, the reason why the Taliban struck out like that is because ISIS has been getting all the press for the last 6 months or whatever, And so ISIS is going, and they're jealous. They go, damn ISIS, they're getting all our press. We must step up our game.
Okay, I'm thinking about the latest South Park episode where what's his name? Kyle? Mm-hmm. Kyle's younger brother's calling, the baby guy, he's calling all the kids grandpas.
Oh, yeah.
Your grandpa.
Your grandpa. Yeah.
And so ISIS says, your grandpa, Taliban.
Your grandpa, Taliban. That's right.
actually, I was kind of floored by that because I honestly haven't been watching TV and I haven't been on my internet I don't know how many days, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, when that originally happened, there was like supposedly first it was like 80 people they thought it was killed, but then it got stepped up to like over 100, and I'm like,
yeah,
I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow,
that's really awful. I don't know.
Oh, let's see here.
A little horrifying.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it is. All about ideas and about beliefs and about stuff that's, it's not even like, guess what? You really screwed me over here on something. Anyway. Yeah.
Anyway, I'm looking at this Texas plumber story here. The Texas plumber said he's no idea how his old company truck ended up with a jihadi photo from the front lines of the war in Syria produced by the military group ISIS. Mark Obersteyer of City, Texas, traded the company car in a dealership in 2013 and hadn't thought of it since. However, on Monday, Alcide Dean Front, a Syrian militant group, posted a photo featuring the black Ford F-250 pickup truck with the anti-aircraft gun mounted on the truck bed and the logo of Oberheim's Mark I Plumbing Company on contact information blazing on the doors.
I'm sorry. I'm hoping that the anti-aircraft gun was not standard issue for the plumbing company.
Right.
damn it. That was mine. I was like, oh, don't all vehicles come with that?
Yeah, I was going to say.
I say shit is really hitting the fan, okay.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Those plumbing wars, man, those fuckers are real. Those guys, those guys take it seriously. You call one plumber, then all the rest just follow along.
If you have a clog, it will be eliminated. Oh my gosh.
After this photo came out, he got hate mail and death threats started pouring in. The business received thousands of calls, faxes, and emails saying some very disturbing. A few of the people are really ugly, he said.
That's personal.
Oh. Yeah.
No.
They were supposed to have a... oh, my gosh. It says here, last time he saw the truck, he traded in on October 2012. He forgot to remove the door decals, but figured the dealership would take care of it. They were supposed to have done it, and it looks like they didn't do it. How it ended up in Syria, I'll never know. To think something we would use to pull trailers has now been used for terror. It's crazy. Never in my lifetime would I think something like that. A spokesman for AutoNation told the Daily News that the truck was probably sold at auction and has changed hands many times before it ended up in the hands of violent Islamic extremists.
Oh, this poor guy. I was like, okay, because generally with bill of sale and transfer of title, it's not even about that. It's just about the stickers on the damn truck.
Yeah. Yeah,
where does he live again?
He lives in New York, apparently.
A Texas plumber.
Yeah.
That explains it.
Yeah, he's a Texas plumber, but he lives in New York Daily News report. Yeah, I'm sorry, Texas City. Sorry, Texas City. Texas City.
Okay.
Oh wait, of Texas City.
Yeah, Galveston Daily News. You're so ignorant.
That's
still thinking about the latest.
Michael Jackson. That's ignorant.
South Park, they had the hologram of Michael Jackson. That's ignorant.
Yeah, everything he said. ignorant. That's ignorant. We have no intention of
what? Maybe this guy's got the wrong idea. Maybe this could actually be a marketing thing. It was like,
A1 Plumbing's on this case.
It's like
we'll shoot those drains away.
Right. Right.
We'll shoot those clogs away. We take plumbing. We take our plumbing seriously.
We declare right. Jihad.
Yeah, right.
We go jihad on our, we go jihad on plumbing clogs.
Go ahead, Dana. I'm sorry. I started talking and you were talking.
Oh, no, that's okay. It was like, we were able to defeat Al Nusra Front. And that was a really hard job. Just imagine what we could do for your pipes.
Sorry. No, that was wrong.
That's funny.
Chinese are racist.
Channeling my inner Jeff Dunham there.
Oh, by the way, Dana, real quick, did you, just came to my, did you get a chance to write anything up for the Patreon, by the way?
I've been busy, and okay. Now all of your, and all of the people who listen to this podcast are going to know I'm a slacker. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Aww.
Sorry, people on the podcast, I'm a slacker.
That's all right.
Useless brother-in-law that just crashes out on the couch all the time.
Christmas vacation.
For money.
Okay. Well, we kind of do need it ready before January. We got like 2 weeks left, I think, before January. So I want to start off with the new year with the new look. So.
Do you guys have a religious story or not?
Well, no. We're just kind of going over these. Now, I kind of like the India church that fired the gay choir director. That's a good one.
I don't know where they went. I'm actually assuming that a lot of the congregants probably went to another church.
Yeah.
But the fact that they left because of that kind of race, you know, that kind of a bigoted idea is. It's a negative and it's a positive. It's saying that people mm-hmm. are thinking even in the depths of, you know, the Midwest.
Right.
I like that. I agree.
Yeah, that's my favorite of the ones we've covered. What do you think, Dana?
Okay, because there is a picture that's going around. I don't know where it came from. It's basically a chart.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, wait a minute. Here we go. Maybe this.
Oh,
is
did
it.
You share this on Facebook?
Yes. Do you know the one I'm talking about?
I saw it, but I didn't.
Shows?
No, I don't know.
So with all the talk of torture that's been going on, right?
Okay, I've heard about the torture.
Somebody took a poll somewhere, but there's a chart that's going around that basically shows there's four pieces to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's do you support torture or do you not? And then they break it down into depends, kind of like it depends. Like
right.
It's, depends what the reason is, or I'm a fully support torture, or somewhat supportive, and then the other one is like against, depends against, and then like completely against.
Right.
Okay. And
to nobody's shock, the conservative Christians are way to the right. They're like 73% believe that the CIA was. Justified, mm-hmm. and then like the liberal Democrats are all the way on the other spectrum. They're like 66%. No, okay. You know what? I've got this one.
Thank you.
From the religiondispatches.org. Christians more supportive of torture than non-religious Americans.
Oh, jeez.
No, so, I love that.
Just
that's...
Let me post this here. Paste. There we go.
Thank you.
And you can get this information from wherever you want, but they came up with a chart showing, appropriately enough, red and blue. So the red is like for torture, and mm-hmm. the blue is like against torture.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the charts aren't actually on this link.
No. I'll have to just take the picture.
Go ahead.
So I'll just have to find the picture.
Oh no! I'm assuming that some of these hyperlinks would lead to it. I just am trying to take care of the Dropbox.
This is a good. I like this story here. Christian more supportive of torture than non-religious Americans.
Mm-hmm.
That just goes to show you that they're how bloodthirsty they really are.
Well, when you torture your own god and kill him so that you're okay.
Oh yeah, that's.
I mean,
that is a great point. Every time I see those pictures of, I mean, and the movies that they make, that yep. like the Jesus movies just get sicker and sicker and sicker.
Yeah.
Like in one, yeah, yeah. like they're going to be cutting off his head pretty soon.
Torture porn.
I'm getting. Oh my god, Christian porn. It's yeah. like, oh my god.
Yep.
A tenor of the. Oh, this is a good one. Here, I'll. This is from Pew. Actually, I'll send this one over.
Okay.
This is one that you might want to actually use the chart. I don't know if there's a way. Can you link to the chart? Can you show that on your show?
Yeah, we could show. Well, we could show. Well, I could probably show it up show on the screen. Up. Yeah, or we could link to it at the page.
Oh, all right. Okay. I will link both of these in the Dropbox, and then they can both be linked. And yes, this is really great. I was really excited when you shared that earlier. I'm glad you mentioned that here.
Yeah. So, like, if you look at that chart, right,
mm-hmm.
you have 15% of the total U.S. population says it can be justified often, and then sometimes be justified 34%.
Mm-hmm.
So the country's, like, pretty much split 50-50, right, across the mm-hmm. board?
Right.
Right. But then yes. when you break it down as to who's saying what, the white evangelical Protestants are like 62% for it.
Yes.
And only 33%. Mm-hmm. And like the non-religious are like on the other side of the spectrum. They're like 53% or was that 53? 53% no and like only like 42% in favor of.
Mm. Oh, you're adding the two pieces together. Because they were said, because they broke that even down to can often be justified, then can sometimes be justified.
Right.
Okay, that was exactly. I was wondering where you were getting those larger numbers from, because I saw 18% for can often be justified to 44% can sometimes be justified.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Right.
But this was, now remember, this is from 2009, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if they were to do, I'm going to have to look and see. But if they've done a recent one,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to be a little more thorough because the chart seemed to peg them like the chart that I posted on my Facebook page seems to have our numbers up even higher than that.
Wow.
Okay.
Because I was really surprised that like even there was like 7% of us that were like, yeah, go ahead, go for it.
Well, I was talking about that one meme photo of the guy who was falling out of the two towers, and I was saying, like, you know, this isn't a reason to say that just torture is okay. A friend of mine, Andrew McGee, he was saying, well, you know, have you seen this? And it was a article by Sam Harris, who is himself, you know, Sam Harris is a gun owner. He has a concealed weapon permit and things like that. And he tends to take, I would say, not controversial, but very much a different stance than a lot of liberal people do. I mean, it's not like I don't understand why somebody might have violent feelings. I mean, I've had violent feelings myself just within the last week. You know, there's a reason that, you know, they talk about crimes of passion, for example.
Yeah.
But.
I totally get what you're coming from on that because I get that like, yeah. this is what I...
but so, you know,
especially those evangelicals that get on YouTube or whatever, and I'm watching those guys. I want to reach through the screen with both hands, like you know, do like Homer Simpson.
You're the bobblehead.
Like, I want to make them into a bobblehead with my hands. You know what I'm saying?
I think this is a story.
This is Christians more supportive to torture than non-religious Americans.
Yes.
Let's go with this story. Let's do this one. All right.
Dana doesn't want to vote for his own story.
This is a better story. No, it's, I understand. No, okay. it's a better story. So let's go with this, and then just put the graph at the webpage then.
See if you can find a better one. You might be able to. Hey, listen, cats, I got to sign off here for a little bit.
Okay.
Got to do some, like, family stuff. Okay. So, I'll try to come back before you're gone.
Okay.
Hugs to your family.
Okay, so
hugs to your family.
Thanks for accepting my story. I really appreciate it. I can't wait to talk about it.
Yeah.
Yay.
Okay.
Okay, we'll talk a little bit.
Bye-bye. Yeah,
bye.
I can't talk and type at the same time.
That's all right. I have a hard time walking down the street and chewing bubblegum at the same time. So
I'm glad he brought this up because
I was torture's been all over the news. I'm like, and I was kind of,
well,
I was kind of like,
CIA, but it's about how our government just went ahead and was just
torching the shit out of people. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, exactly. And yet we're supposed to be upset when our soldiers or our citizens or our engineers are captured and held. I'm like, no. Guess what? You don't get to be an asshole to people. That's not the answer.
Right. But the thing here is that what I especially like about this is it just shows that the Christians are more supportive of torture than non-religious Americans. It just shows you that we're the more reasonable group after all, you know. Because when you lash out, I mean, wanting to and actually doing it are two different things. I mean, I will think about doing that to some people. I would never actually do it. But those people who do that stuff, they revert to their more base animalistic.
Which we all have.
Yes, we all have it. But they're more apt to reverse to those more base patterns. Basically, there's another word for it. But they revert back to it faster.
Well, when I posted I posted it on my Facebook, and I was it's a photo, and some groups are using this meme of a man, he's committing, basically he jumped out of the towers.
Yeah.
You know, at 9/11, and they said, this is why I think that torture is okay, and I'm like, guess what? You know, this is why we needed cooler heads to rule on 9/11 and in the week thereafter, because I think that everybody probably felt like, oh my gosh, I want to strangle somebody. I want to hurt somebody. Look at these people. They aren't even soldiers. They're just going to work.
Right.
There's, you know, and all the officers and all of the firemen who died. And this is what we need in a leader. And honestly, I don't necessarily hate George Bush for this, because guess what? You know, we got the guy we voted for.
Mm-hmm.
But we needed a president to lead us and not feed the fire.
Right.
We needed somebody to we needed cooler heads to rule on that day and then the days thereafter. And we might not be entrenched in the Middle East the way we are, but I think that it. Honestly, I really think that this has more to do with oil than it.
Oh, absolutely, it has more to do with oil.
So,
absolutely, it does. Because when Bush 2.0, the upgrade, got into office,
version of Windows was really, 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 really crappy.
Yeah, Bush 1.0 was, you know, he was a crappy version. We went from Windows ME, which was crappy to begin with. That's why you never mentioned it.
Right.
And we went right from Windows ME to Windows 8. You know, just
thank you. That's what I was trying to think of.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Oh, and did you hear that the colostomy bag Bush is talking about running for the president?
Yes. That's not even an upgrade. That's when
it's a virus.
That's a virus. It's right. It's just a Windows virus there. Anyway, I was just reading the pages. The results of the results are rather astonishing, aren't they? The religious campaign against torture, for example, would suggest that religious people are mostly opposed to the torture. And then there's an update. The National Council of Churches tweets, wrong, Sarah Posner, the NRCA tweets, is fully aware that religious people are more likely to support torture and laminates. And there's a bit.ly link. I'm not sure where it goes to. Where did it goes to? Let's see if it, maybe it goes to. I'm thinking it goes to a scripture here. Oh no, it goes to a page.
lamenting something.
Yeah, it goes back to the same
it's
page.
It's a book in the Old Testament. Lamentations.
Lamentations. I think it's just going back to the same page.
On the willows.
It just goes back to the same page. Well, whatever. Okay, it's linking back to the same page. That's all it is.
It's a loop. Don't get caught in the loop.
Don't get caught in the loop. torture and laments. Are they not, or perhaps the response are not leaning on Scripture, but rather they deemed to be national security or life or death considerations. Majorities in all three of these Christian groups believe that torture produced information that could not be obtained in any other way, even though the Senate report debunked that claim. Yeah, they did. They had a guy in custody who came over from Russia, and as the way I heard the story. He defected to the United States. He said, you know what? I'm on your side, guys. Okay? I'm leaving this country. I'm leaving Russia. I'm coming here. So I'm going to give you all the information that I have. But somebody didn't believe him. And so they tortured the fucker. And he was cooperating with the United States. But we're going to torture, make up this whole torture thing. And then about a month before he died, the United States just recently, or maybe when Bush was still around, apologized to him at that point. You know, made it real quiet. They wouldn't even to this day, we don't even know exactly where this ex-communist was living. But all we know is it was in the southern United States.
Well, instead of being headlines, it's on page 14.
Yeah.
Our apology and our retractions are always printed on the back, and it's like we're whispering them.
Yes, pretty much. This just goes to show their morals. You know, they think they have better morals than us, but it's
So we don't have morals, but you know, religion does. And
yeah, I gotta go kill some children here because you know the fact is I have no morals.
Yeah. So I don't mean to push this on, but I'm looking at the time. It's like 4:30, and
All right. No worries.
Did you know they were an atheist, or is it?
No, did you know they're an atheist?
Twitter?
Okay. Oh, no, you got it right the first time.
Yay! I love hearing that. Can I record you saying that? Because I.
Hey, oh, you're right. I'm going to tell you, you're right.
Yay! I do like hearing that. I can't be shy about that.
I know.
Oh.
Let's see here. This page is still fucked up.
I was wishing that somebody that was being talked about today, I can't think of his name now. Anyway, was an atheist, but he's not. He's Jewish.
Oh.
Singer, songwriter. Anyway, I guess it doesn't matter because I can't even think of his name right now.
That's all right.
I
just kind of look through here, see what name kind of jumps out at me.
Alan Cumming. I'm trying to think of what he's from. He's an actor. Married to, was interviewed by fellow actress Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Okay. Name is
familiar. Excuse me.
That's all right. I'm trying to. Just kind of looking there. I'm on right. I think I'm on page three here.
Brad Pitt's birthday is on the 18th. We know he's an atheist. We've already talked about him.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Brad.
Happy birthday, Brad. That you'll never hear that from us, though.
Handsome guy. Joseph Stalin.
Well, I'm gonna click on name here, kind of random. Robert Silverberg. I have no idea who this guy is. Nominated
is that
for the
on this crazy. Is that? Oh, no, it's not
here. I'll send you the link here. Hang on.
Silverberg. Thank you.
This page
is so weird.
I know.
No.
I missed our old page. I know. Nominated for Nebula Award for Best Story, 1982, SIC. I always wonder what the SIC means. It's a SIC. This is a movie sort of long-term chimpanzee sign language project. When one of the scientists studying the chimps gets leukemia and talks to them about death, the chimp develop a religion. Humans are above chimps, and God is above humans. When chimp dies, they become human, and when humans die, they go to God. The time period is unspecified, apparently late 20th century, and there's no technology mentioned. In fact, they might say it's not science fiction at all. Interesting side note that Silverberg himself, atheist, assumes a more or less Christian perspective for the story. Another odd thing is that the first person narrator is never given a name. Okay, never mind. There's no him saying it or whatever. It's just somebody saying he's an atheist, and that's unacceptable. Okay, all right. Oh.
Keith Richards will be 70 years old.
Wow.
On the 18th. Oh my gosh.
He's
sorry.
He has smoked more drugs than I've ever had gotten from the doctor.
He won't need to be embalmed. He's already
there.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a judge here. Hang on a second here. I'll send you the link.
Okay.
His name is Bruce Wright. Bruce Wright was the first black justices on the New York Supreme Court. He wore black robes, white justice, a harsh critic of institutional racism in American judicial system. Although Wright was educated in Catholic schools, he eventually became a non-believer like his agnostic West Indian father. In an interview with Peter Ashlagrosso, published in the book Once a Catholic, Wright said, "The church is superstition to me. I'm a lawyer and I look for evidence. Haven't seen a Holy Ghost, haven't seen a God or anything of that sort. And I read the Bible and instruct my children to know something about biblical history, either as literature or as fiction, as they wish. I think that they should know something about it, especially when you have a season such as Christmas and they might be strangers or babes in the woods." Wright continues, "I have no religion. I am probably would be called an atheist." Oh my God, the language here is.
I am what probably would be called an atheist.
Thank you.
Probably by other people, I often am, but that's their problem. That's not my problem.
Right? Yeah, you read
that. Interesting. He mentions Christmas in this.
Yeah.
And I like that he's not a celebrity. He's a justice. He's a judge.
Right. Yeah,
that's
right.
Nice.
Yeah.
That works for me. I'll
practice what he's saying there, and I'll get it right. if not, I'll fix it in editing, you know. I'll read it like four times, and I'll get it right once, and I'll just edit to that point. Here we go.
He died in 2005. He was born in. Actually, he was born on December 19th.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's an amazing coincidence.
It is a coincidence.
So, okay.
All right, cool. He was born on
like
the date.
That one.
Yeah, all right, we'll do that one then.
Sounds great. Okay.
All right. Do you have time for a song?
Of course. Christmas at Christmas at Ground Zero or something.
Okay.
The Hanukkah song by Adam Sandler.
I don't have that one. I don't have that one. Let's see here. Hold on here. Oops. That's my playlist. Let me get my songs list up here. Let's see here. Oh, I got something better. I got something better here.
Yay.
Yeah. You've probably never heard this before.
That's good.
Who wants to go and steal me? I mean, who wants to go get me a glass of Dago Red?
No way, man. Auntie Penny will kill me.
No,
she'll
she won't.
She'll spank my bottom.
No, she won't.
She'll do more than that. She grabbed my ear one time and tore it off and then made head cheese out of it.
Yeah, that was pretty good head cheese there. I need a little dippity-doo. Jeffrey, I'll let you keep those matches you stole from me if you go and get me some wine. You little weasel.
Okay, I'll go get it. Matches, oh boy, burn the school down, no more school.
Mamma mia, that kid's gonna be a criminal or a priest when he grows up. He's one crazy kid, boinging all over.
Here's your wine, Uncle Bruno.
Huh? Whoa, thanks, that was quick. Now give me those matches, you little sneak.
Hey, you promised.
I lied, okay? Okay. What story do you want to hear, Jeffrey, huh?
Tell us the one about why dogs go around sniffing each other's butts.
Yeah, I want to hear that one. That's a good one. I like that story.
Okay, I like that one, too. Now, this is a true story. So you can go back and tell your teachers when you go back to school after Christmas vacation, okay? She'll believe this.
Not Mrs. Fritz.
Long, long, long time ago, the dogs used to have a huge worldwide Christmas party. This particular year, it was held in Ameek. You know where Ameek is, eh?
Is that the capital?
It was wonderful. Dogs came from all over the universe. Big ones, small ones, every kind of color.
They
were dancing and eating and partying day and night. On the last day of the celebration, they had a big banquet. All the dogs came dressed in their best clothes.
Did they have dog food?
When they came in, they had to check their butts in the butt check room.
Ooh.
So you could imagine over 5 million butts were checked in that night.
Must have been stinky, eh?
Well, all of a sudden, just when the grilled Purina flambé was being served, a fire broke out in the kitchen.
Oh, a fire.
All the dogs made a mad dash for the door. In all that confusion to get out the door, they all ran by the butt check room and grabbed any old butt that was handy. And after all these years, dogs have been roaming around the neighborhoods of the world, sniffing each other's butts, hoping one day to find their own butthole.
Winter dogs, too.
Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah, another mystery of the universe solved.
Yeah.
But did they have winter dogs there?
I don't
never
mind.
Uncle Bruno, will you tell us that story about that big 1,000-pound fat lady that sat on you in the royal palace? Hey, will you tell us about how you puked on Main Street in East Bremen?
He does it all the time.
Oh no.
A little Christmas story for our listeners there. Actually, I do have a song. It's shorter than that little thing there, but I'll play that right now. Just one more thing.
Not a problem.
Doesn't shop at Toys R Us. Doesn't have to fight the Christmas rush. He's never out of stock with even the hottest toys and games. It's easy. Nothing in his sack he really made. No one gets forgotten Christmas Day. So if you want to know how he gets it done in the nick of time, it's easy.
a 64-bit video system out of wood?
Oh, let me tell you, it ain't easy.
No kidding, tell me about it.
All you need is cells. All you need is cells.
We're non-union labor.
All you need is cells. Love. Cells are all you need.
It's nothing you can know, not much is known. No one's ever caught one in his home. They're never really seen, but that doesn't mean that they're make-believe. They're teen seen.
Hey, watch where you're stepping, you big freak.
All you need is cells. All you need is cells.
We're too short for Space Mountain.
All you need is cells. Oh, cells are all you need.
Cells are all you need. Cells are all you need. Cells are all you need. Cells are all you need. Cells are all you need. Cells are all you need. Cells are all you need. Cells are all you need.
He loves you. Oh, oh,
oh. Who was that?
That was by Bob Rivers.
Oh, you know what? He's a Northwest DJ.
Is he?
He just retired. That's one of his Twisted tunes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. He just retired again this year. I don't know if he'll come back, but if I wanted to, I could probably go to his concert this weekend.
Oh, really?
Somewhere in the Northwest. Yeah.
Oh, that's must be
Bob Rivers.
Yeah, Bob.
Oh no.
I have a bunch of stuff from him.
Yeah, he's very prolific. So I don't know. He does a really great job. He's obviously a top 40, from 1950s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s DJ. So he's very familiar with the material.
Oh,
funny
that,
guy.
Oh yeah, it's good. That's mm-hmm. I mean, it's got he's familiar with that stuff.
I still remember my husband and I actually bought one of the Twisted Tunes Christmas albums, and it had a song on there, Propane, which was cocaine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't have that one.
Propane, the tape is long dead, but yeah, that was one of the songs on there.
Oh, wow, damn.
Very funny stuff.
I'll have to look for that.
Yeah,
now.
Propane. It's propane. It's a funny one.
Okay. Well, now I know of another name for one I have to look for.
Oh no.
Alrighty. Well, let me. There's that. Okay. All right. Well, we're gonna say goodnight. Unfortunately, Dana has already taken off, and he's not gonna be able to come back and say goodnight because he probably won't be back before then. So, good night, everybody. Thank you for listening to the staff meeting, and I hope you will go to iTunes and rate us, and Stitcher and rate us, or just come by to the show at PackardPokesat. No, it's VaughnLive.tv/PackardPokesat. I wish we had our own channel there, but we don't. Well, we kind of do, but we don't. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my goodness.
You know, if somebody would actually donate to the show, I could actually afford to buy a domain. That would be great. If you want to give us a pack of pokes at a wonderful Christmas gift, make a donation large enough so I can buy a domain for at least a year.
He doesn't want to rule the whole internet. His own little kingdom.
It's right. I just want to have my own little corner. It's about two. It's a 2x2 foot cell. I mean, house.
He wants a Tudor, a two story. You know, with like two bathrooms.
Yeah.
And four bedrooms and a moat.
A moat. Oh, I need a moat. You know, I got to keep.
Needs a moat.
Yeah. Well, you got to have a moat. You know, you got to keep.
How are you going to emote if you don't have a moat?
See, I dig a moat and then I put an E in it. See, and it's an emote.
He used to keep his horses in hay.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need someplace to keep my
horses. And feed us feed the peasants like potatoes and stuff. So.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. The potatoes are good for you. My daughter loves potatoes. She's a potato. I don't eat potatoes. Fuck you. I'll potatoes.
You need to insert the scene from Oliver. I would like some more.
No, please. More, please.
Oh,
more? No, just seriously. I just donate enough donations so I can afford to buy a domain. You know, that'd be great. You know, or, you know, or at least keep the lights on. That'd be great. So,
you need more candle stubs?
Yeah, I'm gonna need more candles here before too long. We'll be doing the I'll be doing the show by candlelight. I don't know.
Let me make sure to send you some.
Yes, I'll have to hook up the bicycle again to the battery so I can keep the show running.
He needs hamsters. Lots of hamsters and wheels.
Yes.
We saw it on the video. We're pretty sure it'll work.
Yeah. We need about 100 hamsters and wheels and everything so we can keep those guys and right. Some kind of motivation. I don't know how we're going to keep motivating them to keep moving, though.
Well, that's where the cats come in.
Ah, yes.
I have the cats.
Oh, that's good. Then no, that's fine. Then you just keep put them on the cat, and then they'll okay.
That's right.
All right. Anyway, good night, everybody.
Good night.